Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
407, Jordana and Paul, David at the helm back in studio. Thank you for putting up with us through some technical difficulties today. We're all doing the best we can working from home today.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Making it up as we go, Jor.
Some people don't have that luxury, Paul. People in manufacturing, people who have to, servers, of course, people who have to be in an office environment to do their job. Even people locally who work at Mercury Mosaics. Mercury Mosaics, they manufacture tile right here in Minneapolis. So you can imagine remote work is not possible for the workers at Mercury Mosaics. But this is when entrepreneurs get really creative. The founder and CEO of Mercury Mosaics, is Mercedes Austin. Mercedes has figured out a way to keep manufacturing employees employed, and we are dying to know how. Mercedes Austin is joining us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. Mercedes, it's an honor to have you.
Well, thanks for having me. Thank you so much. It is about creativity right now and really pulling together.
That's right. So how did you do it? These are people who make tile. What are they doing at home?
Well, several things. So the concept of many hands make light work. So we have a lot of different administrative projects going, and we don't have as many people working on administrative projects. We have a majority of us that do work on the production end of things. So what we did is we organized different projects that we had that require administrative work. We had a backlog of just entering in our job time to really check into how we were pricing things and making sure that our pricing is up to date with all of our costs. So that's a project right there that has, I think, around 60 hours that we were able to delegate to others that were willing to do the work. We have project in putting together all of our standard operating procedures. Again, more transparency. So we've written down some of our procedures and they've improved over time and files get saved. And new files get created, so we just needed it to be totally overhauled. So that is like a massive ongoing project, and it's kind of refreshing to bring fresh eyes to that project. So that's a project that has a couple hundred hours right there. And then the last project is, you know, it's really all about marketing and telling the story and really creating very engaging content. And blogging is it's a big job. And so getting some other voices from our makers into our blogging division has been a huge help. So we're getting help to start working on our content that we would have live in August, September, October. So just getting ahead of that. So these things kind of in a nutshell, other things too, but these were three of the most major projects that we had in mind that wouldn't be us just doing busy work, but really how can we creatively use our resources during this time while everything is really uncertain and up in the air?
Hey, Mercedes, this is Paul. Our previous guest, Bob Cates from Best Prep, said that every company needs to have a contingency plan, a worst-case scenario plan. How much of this was something you thought about in advance and then you pulled the trigger, or did you literally make this up as you went along in real time? How prepared were you for this extraordinary shutdown across the board?
Part of each. So I consider that I was mildly prepared for it, just in terms of our business having reserves. Like, we're not operating on cash flow that we need to pay our bills last week, this week. So we have business savings. So we were set up to actually make this available because of that. And then the other part was pulling together with about five of us to come up with this plan. So that was essentially brought up in the moment when we learned about the potential stay-at-home order. There's been a lot of changes to the stay-at-home order and the essential businesses. So we learned on the weekend on Sunday that we were considered essential. But before just diving into being open and operating, we did not disengage our remote work assignments, but we're putting together a very extensive plan and getting ready to reopen. But we have to have the plan executed before we do that. So we're still doing all remote work right now.
So Mercedes, okay, sometimes people who make tile aren't always good at blogging or project managing or pivoting to a different part of the business. How are you training, retraining, or did you train your employees to be so nimble?
Well, for transparency, we had seven of our team opt to not go into the digital realm. And the others, I think the best way to put it is, how do you know what resources you have until you really look? So even though someone has applied to become a tile maker, how do you know they're not a genius administrator? And so I had to really look at it that way, because right now someone running our operations is a total genius at running the finance. However, he was a tile maker for years. So what if that potential is in every person on my team, but it took something like this for us to just regroup and go, what other gems do we have? What other gems have we seen hints of? And I think that's really kind of the mindset. And then we allowed our team, instead of telling them who's on what team, gave them a really good briefing on like what is happening on each project. And then people chose based on what appealed to them most. And our team is pretty stellar in like looking at, okay, where can I bring the best value? And then from there, obviously having that trust in place that the team that I have can help get them onto those teams successfully, being led versus like super micromanagement, et cetera, really tasky, that kind of thing. So they've been doing quite an exceptional job. I'm delighted.
Well, congratulations, Mercedes.
Yeah.
It sounds like you've got things well under control considering these extenuating circumstances. And congratulations on being so nimble and flexible. And we wish you and Mercury Mosaics, all your employees, the best of luck. Thanks for joining us, Mercedes.
Thank you, guys.
You bet.
That's an amazing story.
Yeah.
You know, of how somebody who manufactures tile has moved her employees, but you know, their choice, into a different, you know, workspace, and they're doing well, and she's able to keep paying them. They're able to keep adding value. I mean, that is true entrepreneurial spirit there. You know, recreating, going on the fly, bobbing and weaving. You have to do that. You know that. You own a bunch of businesses.
Yeah, and the good times never last, and the bad times never last, and you just
Thank
have
God.
To hang on and know it's going to be a crazy roller coaster. But good for them for anticipating downturns and having a plan B, C, and D.
So what are you doing with all your extra time? I know you have extra time because I keep seeing the same dogs being walked outside my window all day long. You got some extra time. Are you working out? Are you finally getting in shape? Are you finally doing that juice cleanse that you want to do? Are you doing face masks? What are you doing with your extra time? 651-989-9226. We are opening the phones while we await the presidential press conference on CCO. She's really good.
Wow.
She's a teacher who, you know, did a parody to the Frozen song
right.
about distance learning. She's an amazing voice. She sounds just like Elsa. And so people are so clever. And if you are a student in her classroom, you can be sure that you are tuning in for distance learning when she calls you, when your Zoom lights up the screen.
Absolutely. Look, all these creative people right now, showing their creativity.
Yes.
And yes, these are crazy times, but maybe it's an opportunity for you to write that great American novel, or maybe start a podcast, or start blogging or clean up the house, do all those things that you've been meaning to do. What are you doing, A, to pass the time, B, to keep from going crazy as we all sequester ourselves at home? 651-989-9226. Jor, I usually come up with creative excuses why I can't work out. I'm too busy. I got my weather businesses in the morning, and I got CCO in the afternoon and evening. And it's amazing all the excuses you come up with in your brain. But I'm trying to put this time to better use, not having a commute. I mean, my commute is walking down two flights of steps to the basement where I'm set up. But I'm actually on the Peloton. I'm actually on the spinning machine and doing some free weights. And, you know, if I croak, I want people to say, hey, you know, he was almost buff. You know?
Oh, stop it.
But I figure this is a chance for me to get into better shape. And I'm also catching up with friends.
Yes,
I haven't
yes.
talked to in a long time. And mm-hmm. and making a plan. Today I'm going to call these two people. Tomorrow it's these two people.
Nice.
And just check people off the list. And so, A, it passes the time. B, you discover things that you should have known before. Mm-hmm. So, again, how do you turn lemons into lemonade? All of us are faced with an unprecedented time. What are you doing during this time? I know you've got kids in the house, so that maybe limits what you can do, but...
You know, it doesn't. It actually enhances what I can do, because what can we do together? You know, my oldest and I walked the lake listening to a podcast together. We've been doing a lot of talking together. We've been playing a lot of board games. One thing I did want to do is I recently learned to play Mahjong, and I taught my children to play Mahjong. So they play Mahjong
wow.
with me, and that is a goal accomplished. My youngest and I know this is going to sound absolutely crazy. My youngest and I are starting a little business. We're starting a little home business. And I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about it on the air, but maybe someday we'll be able to buy advertising on CCO. So that's been super fun.
Good for
I've been
you.
Hearing, and I have been calling my grandmother every day. I FaceTime with my siblings almost every day. I think all of those things where you said to yourself before, I just don't have time to make that call, or I wish we had more family time. You have no excuse now, so you better right. be doing them. Otherwise, we're just going to call you lazy. So I have friends that are baking more that have looked back in their grandmother's recipes and have started recreating some of those grandmother's recipes. And I think one in three of each girlfriend that I have has cleaned out the basement. Now is a good time to clean out your basement. Your kids are captive. They can schlep stuff up the stairs for you. Or if they're out of the house, you have to do it yourself. It's time to clean out the basement. It really is.
George.
So, go ahead.
Yeah, it's endless honey-do lists. For me,
yep.
I mean, Lori just had 70 bags of mulch delivered to
God
the house.
So
I know what I'm going to be doing during the morning hours. But yeah, 651-989-9226. How are you putting this time to good use? And Pete in Minneapolis joins us. Pete, what are you up to?
Well, I'm very blessed in that I work for essential service, so I go to the office every day. A lot of people took the stay at home, went to work from home, but they still need a skeleton crew. And I was going to do that, but then I realized when I got to the office last Wednesday, there hardly was anyone there, so I didn't feel like it was a big endangerment. You know, there's maybe six people on a floor that seats 100, so mm-hmm. we're all pretty spread out, so I feel mm-hmm. pretty good about that. But in my you know, the weekends and after hours where I used to do a lot of different things, I just basically ride my bike a lot around the lakes.
That's nice.
And then just try to stay positive by not watching too much news on this stuff, because that's a downer and it makes me nervous. So I just listen. I got on Xfinity, they got this easy listening station, and I just love it because I can just sit back, take a nap, and stare out the window. And like you said, doing a lot of the things that you've been putting off, like cleaning up old papers and stuff from the office and stuff you want to go through and get rid of, and just trying to, you know, keep a positive outlook, you know. In the words of Robert Schuller, tough times don't last, but tough people do.
That's right. That's
amen.
Right.
Amen.
That's right.
Well,
well
said.
Done.
Thank
well
you,
done.
Pete.
Some of the textures are very creative. This texter says, I've used the time to sew new dolls for my Etsy business, Mima Diva Dollies. I've been a sewing designing maniac. All right, wow. Everyone, go online now and look for Mima Diva Dollies and help out this woman's Etsy business. And good for her. You know, I said to you in the beginning of this, Paul, I feel like this is going to spawn a renaissance. People who forgot about their poetry they used to write in college were going to return to that. The people are going to learn to play guitar because they have time and they can do that online. I really think our inner artists and our inner entrepreneurs are definitely going to come out.
Sure, I want to learn to speak Spanish. My youngest son's girlfriend speaks Spanish and English, and so I because otherwise I'm not going to know what she's saying about me behind my back. So I
That's
better
true.
Learn. I
That's
better
true.
Learn Spanish.
Garrett's in Bloomington. Garrett, oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Hi, Garrett. Garrett, what are you up to?
Hey, I'm still in working the job. That's an essential service, delivering papers. And I figured I'd let the listeners know, I also pick up scrap metal. No fridges or freezers, but scrap metal for free. Oh. So if anyone needs their scrap metal picked up, look me up online on Facebook.
What's your name? Tell us your name again. People are going to call.
Garrett, G-A-R-E-T-T, Greeman, G-R-E-E-M-A-N.
There you go. Awesome. Scrap metal for Garrett Greeman. Get it out of your house. Garrett wants it. You don't. Get it out of the basement and give it to Garrett, because that is a very productive way to spend your time. Good job, Garrett.
Thank you, Garrett.
Thank you.
Another texter writes, today I took groceries to my 87-year-old mom who lives alone. Other days I do one spring cleaning chore a day.
Yes.
Good for you. Yeah,
excellent.
Take this time to get the yard looking better, faster, sooner. And I just find your aid when I don't have CNN droning on in the background or Fox News droning on in the background. My blood pressure drops when I'm outside doing something, walking the dog, even doing yard work. It seems like a sweet release in some ways.
Amen. That's absolutely right. Mm-hmm. I love it. So some of the other texters write, in my spare time, I'm learning to make kombucha and starting a new business. Oh. Have time now to do so. That is so great. Learning to make kombucha. Oh. I think that's great.
Kombucha sounds good. Yeah, mm-hmm. That sounds
Someone
good.
Someone says I'm delivering pizza. Go ahead.
No, making masks, sewing for church, deep cleaning my house, and cuddling my cats, as opposed to deep cleaning my cats. No.
Either way. Our homes will have never been cleaner. This is a good thing. Our homes will have never been cleaner, and we will never be healthier. So fun ways. We want to hear everything you're doing. If you don't get on the air with us, you can continue sending us texts. David will send them. Or if you are doing something creative, if your inner artist is coming out, your inner entrepreneur, you can always shoot me an email. I check them every day, and I respond. Jordana.Green@Entercom.com. We want to feature people on the show that are doing clever, creative, unusual things during this pandemic. So get your creativity going and let us know all about it.
That's right.
When we return, we're still waiting for the task force briefing, right? The president is still hopefully on his way.
As soon as the president walks up to the podium, we will take his comments live. That's coming up, we think, next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.